Hello, my name is Christian Hitzelberger. I'm a master's student at Texas A&M. My poster is 78. So let me talk about my work, which is the development and characterization of chromosome segment substitution lines, specifically with the introgression of Gossypium muscellinum into Gossypium hirsutum. So as we know, cotton has to continually stay competitive with synthetic fibers, stay profitable, and environmentally sustainable. So, genetic diversity is very important to meet these goals. So we're looking towards wide cross integration as a way to increase diversity, because upland is notoriously low diversity and that creates strain on breeding and improvement. But if we look at the history of wide cross integration, it's shown us we need a more scientific and methodical approach to effectively harness the variation from these wild species. So to do this, we're looking at chromosome segment substitution lines. So it's a long name, but the concept is relatively simple. It's a panel of lines, and the difference between lines are small subchromosomal integress segments. And across the entire panel of lines, the entire genome of the integress species is represented. For example, the diagram on the left shows four lines. Red represents muscellinum integration, and blue is the hirsutum background. And as you can see across these four lines, we have collective representation of chromosome 1 of muscellinum. And the photo on the right shows muscellinum fiber on the left next to hirsutum fiber. It's evident the wild fiber has no value as it is, but as we know, high-value agronomic traits are composed of many genes, and the interactions between those genes are very important. So we need to divide and conquer to really effectively evaluate the potential of wild germplasm. So that's what we're doing here. So these lines with the integration in the isogenic background create an effective platform to compare lines to each other and to the recurrent parent. So that allows us to start to look for associations with segments, hopefully potential benefits. But we know most segments won't be beneficial, but even if they're not, that can lead us to useful information. And besides characterization, these lines can be used for population studies and recombination studies. And we created these lines using lineage-specific backcrossing and marker-based selections. So after the initial wide cross, we start backcrossing to hirsutum. And in the BC2, we created a family structure. We had high density genotyping on that BC2 individuals, which allowed us to save time in subsequent generations because we could track specific segments, so we could use fewer markers. So we backcrossed those all the way to the BC5, and when we self those to obtain S1 individuals, where we're looking to recover individuals homozygous for our target segments. And currently, I'm screening the BC5F1 and will be screening the BC5S1 seed to recover those homozygous individuals. So these lines should be complete this year. And with that, I'd like to thank everyone in my lab and also past members who contributed to this project, folks at the USDA and the TIGS lab at A&M, and I'd like to thank Cotton Incorporated and NSF for funding this research. Thank you.